on his first birthday, we'll discuss a sugya that talks about birthdays.
You
knew that. But these birthdays will never be relevant to any of us around here. I want to put together a sugya, which I think is very difficult. But we'll see if we can, and the phrasing on some Machtesim base is very intriguing. So let's see if we can put together this these few Gemaras. The Gemara has on Daf Samach Tes Omid Aleph. And Daf Samach Tes Omid Aleph, when the Gemara is darshing the Psukim of Shivcha Harufa, the Ish Ki Yishkaves Ish Hashich Vazera. So the Gemara says that what is the source that a Ben Tes is Roy Labia? That a boy, when he hits the age of 9, is Roy Labia. What's enough? Kamin of Israel Labiya not, but only a person Israel Labiya is going to can participate in a masa niyuf that wouldn't be machayev the ben tes, because he's only 9 or 13, but could be machayev the girl who's over the age of 12. Girl over the age of 12 has a masa niyuf for the boy who's ben tes. That's already a masa niyuf because he's Israel Labiya. Could have other enough kaminas also. This was that. Could it write for your mom, right? Could have nothing for Yichud. Right? When does Yichud begin? So there could be certain nafkaminas. The Gemara establishes this rule that Ben Tes is already Royal Levi. How do we know this? Because it says, V'ish asher ki yishkav es ish yichvazera. So the additional vav is to tell us that we extend it below the normal timing of Ish, which is Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that, but didn't we say, Why is the Gemara bringing this in? Because the Gemara is discussing the context of when does a person begin to be moiled? When does a man begin to be moiled? So the Gemara established that a katan is not moiled, only a gadol is moiled. So the Gemara is assuming, in order for this kasha to be a kasha, the Gemara is assuming right now that in order to be moiled, you have to be roi levia. That is an identity. Roi levia means roi to be moiled. The Gemara says that you see that a ben tes before the age of 13 is roi levia. Therefore, he must be roi lehoiled. So that is a kasha on the running theme of this these few lines that a child has to be 13 to be roi lehoiled. So the Gemara says yesh lo ve'ena moiled, that he is. That he has Zera, but he's not Merlin. So now we understand that at the age of 13, a child is Royal Hoylin. At the age of 9, so that's when a child is Yeshla, he has Zera, but he's any, but the Zera is any Royal Hoylin. Alright? So having Zera is what establishes that a person is Royal Abiyya. That's the Maskan of the Gemara. Alright, so far so good. Turn to the Omud Samachtes Omud Beis. Gemara there is discussing a masa niyuf with a katan. Hamsulel is tana rabbanon at the top of the yomud. Hamsulel is bivno katan. Veheor rabba. Person is a maisa chiyor with his son. Now they have bia. Heor rabba. So the Rashi points out some machlokes whether it's a maisa neshik or achnas zatorah. But again, the point of here is that a maisa niyuf was done. The question is whether the person who did the Maisa Niyuf was Roy to do a Maisa Niyuf. And was he old enough to do a Maisa Niyuf? So the Gemara says, Veisham Ayyamim Pasul Menakahuna, Bino Katan can be 3, 4, 5, 6, but that was a Maisa Niyuf. She became a Zaina because she had the Bia with the person who's Asura to her, her own son. She's Pasul Menakahuna. What's the machlokes beisila beishamai? Hakol moidim v'ben tishoshonim v'yemechot shibiyosei biya. That l'chulei alma, if this ben katan was more than 9 years old, so l'chulei alma ma'isa niyath happened. L'chulei alma ma'isa biya. Ma'isa biya happened with a gavar roi lebiya. She's possible in a kahuna. And if he would be below the age of eight, so everybody's masking, he's not royal, Lebiya, Mimbele, wasn't a Maisabiya. Leinechlechu the Machlaikis, Mesil Be Shammai, Beben Shmoin, an 8 year old. That's the Machlaikis. Bino Koton, a Maisaniyah, with Bino Koton, the age of eight. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlaikis, Mesil Be Shammai. What's the Machlaikis? The Be Shammai, Savri Garmin, and Mideris of Rishainim, who Mesil Savri, Loikamin, Mideris of Rishainim. That Beis Shammai says that in Deiris of Rishonim, in the early years, earlier generations, they became roi to be at the age of eight. And the Shaila is, do we learn the din of when a person is roi levia from the Deiris of Rishonim, or do we learn it not from the Deiris of Rishonim? That's the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, Savi, Loik, Amin, Deiris of Rishonim, but Deiris of Rishonim in Nola on the island, so now the rest of the Yomud, that's the arithmetic to figure out that in Dervis of Rishonim, they were able to have Bia and able to be Moilid at the age of eight. Right? So apparently the Gemara is saying, if a child at the age of eight can be Moilid, he certainly has Yeshlo Veina, he certainly includes Yeshlo, the Eino Moilid. So, in other words, that clearly, how do we know at what age in the Deris Rishonim they had Zera? So no one's going to know that. But if in Deris Rishonim they were Moilid, we know they had Zera. So in Mela, the Gemara is saying that we're not changing the definitions over here. We would still say that a Gavra Roy, Tevbiya, Gavra, is a person who has Yeshlo, Ve'ena Moilid, is already Roy Lebiya. Ella, that we know that that happened sometime earlier than 9 years old in Deris of Rishonim. We know that at least for the age of eight, that's the way it was. And the Deris of Rishonim are not the Ovois. The Gemara tries to learn from the Ovois, but the very end, and this I have to deal with, the very bottom of the Omer learns from Bezalel, learns from the Tkufa of the Har Sinai. That's the Deris of Rishonim. It's going to make this study very difficult. If it's the Ovois, okay, we have to figure out what Beis Shammai is saying. But apparently, the Deiris of Rishonim at the time of Tkufa of Har Sinai. So Beis Shammai says, even though things apparently have changed, Gamrinon mi Deiris of Rishonim, and Beis Hillel says, Loi Gamrin mi Deiris of Rishonim. Right, so at first glance, we'll make it easy for a moment. Let's assume for the moment, like the beginning of the Gemara, that Deiris of Rishonim are the others. All right, so then we understand Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, what are you bringing in? The Tkufa of the Ovos right now. Torah was given after Tkufa of the Ovos. And right now, Ben Tess is a Yeshloi Ve'enoi Merlid. That's a Gamarai Levia. Fine. Beis Shammai is a Shita tool. We have to figure out Beis Shammai. That we should go back to the Doris of the Ovos to figure out when does the person become Merlid Levia. And that should be the shear of the Matan Torah. All right, so we'll have to work on that. But the emes is that the Deiris of Rishonim is not that far back from Matan Torah. So what's Beis Shammai now makes more sense. Beis Hillel is hard to understand. Lo yivim Deiris of Rishonim. Even to understand what the Gemara did in the Samach Testament, all of it is going to be hard to understand.
So it's dry.
Oh. So we have, so some of you should already discuss the question. First of all, there's a very important Ha'orah from the Yad Ramah, which I think will help us out over here. The Yad Ramah says, when the Yad Ramah says Pshat in Samach Tes Omer Aleph, in Ben Tes, so the Yad Ramah says, he asked the Kasha, what do you mean Ben Tes? I'm going to learn in the next Omer that Ben Ches already can be Moilid Bizman Matan Torah, right? So why do we stick with Ben Tes? So the Yad Ramah says that in Deiris of Rishonim, either they were healthier, or they had Siyata Dishmaya. It was a special Siyata Dishmaya. The Loi Gamrinon Mina. So in other words, the Yad Ramah is saying that Samach Tes Amad Aleph is already like Beis Hillel. And a Chanami, that Beis Shammai may say, V'ish, it means an 8 year old. But V'ish is already Beis Hillel Shita, that we're working with a 9-year-old Leiger Minon Mideris Rishonim. So Yad Ramo would say, very pretty pshat, I think. Yad Ramo would say, Deiris Rishonim, it is Matan Torah. But Doros and Rishonim are those Doros that are functioning above Teva. Either because Briei Tvei, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure that the Midbar was a healthier door, maybe the Mon, right? It was Nivla Beivorim. Or easier, Siyata Deshmaya. So the Yad Ramo is saying this pshat in the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So apparently the pshat is that even in the Tkufa of Matan Torah, the children had Siyata Deshmaya, and the generations were moiled at an earlier age. But apparently they knew that there was an unusual Siyata Deshmaya. So Beis Shammai says, Gaminan, this is the context in which the Torah was given. These are the Shurim Alachal HaMashim Yisinai. So Gaminan, Midevus HaShonam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Keveya, he told us that Ve'ish, so Ve'ish means something more than a person who can be moiled, a person who has the potential of being moiled. So Beis Shammai says, Gaminan, Midevus HaShonam. And Beis Hillel apparently says, those are Deres of Siyata Deshmaya. So you're not Keveya the Halacha, and there is a Siyata Deshmaya. So apparently Beis Hillel would say that it already was nigla to them at that time that they're working in a different plane. So that would be the machloikis. Igar minim mi deris rishonim is the machloikis of whether the Dor HaMidbar was keveya or whether the Dor HaMidbar worked differently. So that's not keveya. And Beis Hillel says, "Tak, we don't go after this pshat and deris rishonim." That would be the Yad Ramah. So the Yad Ramah gives us two important horas. Important horror number one is that we could say Samach Tesman Alpha Saka Beis Hillel. We don't have to worry about trying to work out Beis Shammai with Samach Tesman Alpha. That makes life a little bit easier. But the second is an interesting horror that Deris Rishonim is a Dor Shel Siyata Deshmaya. The Ran explains what Moshe was saying. The Ran says, when the Gemara says that Deris Rishonim were Moilid, it didn't mean that everybody was Moilid. It meant there was a Miyuta de Miyuta, he said. It was possible that the Kadosh Baruch Hu worked, that it's almost like the Yad Ramah, only it's saying that even in the Deris HaRishonim was a Miyuta de Miyuta. Even in the Kufa of Matan Torah, it was a Miyuta de Miyuta. So the Ran himself asked the Kasha. The Ran says, so what's Pshat in Igam Rinan? So the Ran is a strange Lashon. He says, Efshel Lilmoid Shebiyosei Biya. And it was even though it's a Miyuta de Miyuta, but maybe that already establishes what's possible. The possibility of having Bia. So a Gavra becomes, a person becomes a person who is Roy to have Bia when even the Miyut, somebody out there is able to have Bia at that age. And Beis Hillel says, no, we go Bosei Roy. So that's the Ran says it. We go Bosei Roy. So Gemin and Midervis Rishonim is a similar Ha'ara to Yad Ramah. The Gemini Mideris Rishonim means, do we learn from the Miyuta to Miyuta, or do we let the Roi be Keveya? A little bit broader, the issue is, when we talk about a person who's Roi Lebiya, do we mamish mean Roi Lebiya? So you look at the extreme of the generation, or does it mean, no, we're being Keveya when most people are Roi Lebiya? That's why according to the Chiddush Iran. But according to Tosfos, we have to look at it more carefully. Because Tosfos and Samach Tesman and Aleph ask this question. Not exactly the same way, but Samach Tesman and Aleph, he says that how do we know that a cotton is Einam Moilin? So he says, he's in my kusha. The Tosfos has, we learned the Tosfos when we discussed Godless. Tosfos asked the Kasha, that if in the Doros HaRishonim they had children at the age of 8, so that means that a katan can be moiled, right? Is how can you tell me that a katan can't be moiled in the time of the Doros HaRishonim? A katan was moiled at the age of 8. So Tosfos says, no, you got all wrong. The whole world changed. In the Doros HaRishonim, you had 8 years old who had the beards. You had 8 years old who had the Cyrus. So they had al simani galus. They also had children. The whole thing was advanced. Everything was accelerated. So in Deris Rishonim, everything was accelerated. So people became dolim at an earlier age. But in the time of the proof of the Gemara, things slowed down. So that's when Chazal said, you know what, nothing's happened until the age of 12. Right? So if that's the case, how was Tzitzel shot in these two sugyas now? Right? Again, Deris Rishonim is Zman Matan Torah. Right? Zman Matan Torah, things were accelerated. So what does it mean when the Mishnah, when the Gemara says the Braisa that a Ben Tes is Roi Lebiya? Where is this Ben Tes coming from? Right? In Tkufa, of Tkufa Rishona, which is even not so much before Matan Torah. So, the way things were, for all we know, our 4-year-old could have already been Yesh Lo Ve'Einayim, but that we don't know. But an 8-year-old was already Moilet. An 8-year-old was already having Cyrus. Right? So, and the Tkufa of the Gemara, Tkufa of the Mishnah, 13. Alright? So now, how do we learn Pshat over here? Ish is 13. V'ish is 9. Where are we pulling this out of the hat from? So we're pulling this out of the hat because what? Because Beisul says we don't learn from the Deris Rishonim. The Deris Rishonim was 8. Right? So I understand a little bit. I understand that at 8, in the time of the Deris Rishonim, they were having children and they were having Cyrus. All right? Then things slowed down. So the time of the Gemara, everything spread out. So when 8, nothing was happening. 9, Yesh Lo Ve'Einam Azriya. They had Zera, but they couldn't be Moilid. All right? 13, they already could be Moilid, and they already had Simone Godless. All right, so things spread out. Fine. So now the Gemara says that when I'm learning Chumash, and they want to know how old a person has to be to have a Maisa Niyuv, right? So the Gemara says, Ben Tes, because we don't learn from the Deris of Rishonim. So, what was being addressed over here? Deris Rishonim, according to the Gemara, is Man Matan Torah. So, Beis Shammai, I understand very nicely, and now Beis Shammai sounds great. Beis Shammai, Deris Rishonim is Kufa for Matan Torah. Then an 8-year-old was Moilid. So an 8-year-old is Roi Lebiya. All right. But Beis Hillel, what would you say, Moshe?
Well, Tosfos obviously he says that the Yud Gimel is on Nasu Chachamim Shia. So any drasha that has Yud Gimel,
right,
you know, it has to be an Asmachta or just being rephrased, you know, in modern Mishnah time terminology based on the reality in those times. For whatever the original drasha, you know, may have been.
Good. So that's what I was thinking, but I was afraid to say it. No, that's what I was thinking.
No, but
it means I think that's the only conclusion you can come to. In other words, that 9 is a Mishnah from the Tkufas Mishnah.
Is it what?
It means that was the Nusach of the Tkufas Mishnah. Yes. Ben Tes was not the Nusach of Tkufas Matan Torah.
Not the way they would have said it.
Right. So again, so what is...
Later would have had it their own ages, depending...
Right. That depends what it means.
They, yeah.
Right? So in other words, it's not like the Yad Ramah says that this Bryce is necessarily Beis Hillel's working that... No. According to Tosfos, it must... And let's add in one more important detail over here. That there's a Tshuva Sarash that says that these Shir Malach and Moshe Mishina. Right? So now we're boxed in. Because we have very little room to move. The Rosh says, you know, like a Kazai is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, Ben Tes is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. So now we have Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai, but yet, the only way you can make sense of it is say that a Ben Tes comes from, wasn't around this man, in the Deris Rishonim. So again, if the Deris Rishonim are the Tkufas HaOvos, it's good. But once you get to the end of the Omud, and it's not so far behind Matan Torah, and it's Zman HaMishkan. No, so what are you going to do? So you probably have something along the lines that the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai was not 9, 8, 6. Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai was a child is considered, a person is considered to be a person who can have Bia when it's Yeshlai Ve'Eina Mazriya. Right? In other words, it was a biological, just like the Gemara, just like we say, that a person is a godol when he has saras, right? So as Moshe said, and all the numbers that we attach to saras, Chazal figured those things out later on. But godless is saras. So godless, Nudervis Rishonim, could have been 8, 9. Saras Bitkufa Sagamara was 13. And the truth is that nowadays, we, 13-year-old is really a Sofek godol. Right? So that's why, and for Dine De Raisa, we wait a little bit, and only for Dine De Ronan do we use the work with the Chazak, the 13 is really a godol. So so apparently the halachal emotion doesn't mean it was 9. The halachal emotion mi Sinai was when a person is Hazera, even though he can't be Moilid, then he's Roy Libiya. When he gets the age where he can be Moilid, or when he is Cyrus, that's when he's called a godol. Alright? So now when the Mishnah records it in Daf Samach Tes and Aleph, and the Mishnah uses Ben Tes, the Mishnah is using the Shir that was known with Kufas and Mishnah, and Ben Tes. But what they're really saying is that we're just updating Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. And Achanami, the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai would have had that a child could be Royal Levi at an earlier chronological age. But Ben Tes is the Shir that Chazal established was an interpreting the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So now what are we going to do with Machlokes V'Hilchos V'Shamay though? Igamrina Midervis Rishonim Eloi Gamrina. Right? So what does that mean? That's Halacha L'Moshe he's talking about. A woman, even B'Tkufas HaMishnah, right, had Bia with her child. And we want to know, at what age is this called a Maisa Bia or not? Right? So Beis Shammai says age 9, because at the age of 9, that's when he becomes a gavur lebia, because he has yesh levena moilid. So that and that's based on loy gamina midervis rishonim. And Beis Shammai says that gamina midervis rishonim, and therefore we should make it at 8. So how are we going to finish this up? No, go ahead. No, good. So that would mean that they're arguing about the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, but what was the... But then they wouldn't... I don't think they would say Igamin Mideres Rishonim. Then they should argue whether Yeshlo, Ainlo, whether what? Ainlo, Veinam Azriya. No, that would be really the 8. Right?
According to anybody, what are we learning from Doris Rishona?
So according to... And Achanavi, that's what we want to figure out. What is... Once we say that Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is that a person who Yeshlov Einam Azriya, it is Yeroi Leviya, so what are Beis Shammai still discussing? Igaminu Midoris Rishona.
Doris Rishona, they had... Beis Shammai is trying to prove that...
An 8-year-old. An 8-year-old is Molid, yeah. I think the main Nakuda is that he must have been Mazriya. Because Molid, that's not a discussion over here.
Right. So the question was, in their time, it was Molid. So in our time, even though it's not Molid, it'll still have a Shein Bia.
It'll say, why? So why should that be? If now an 8-year-old is not even a Yeshlev Eina Mazriya, it's nothing.
In other words, the Yeshlov Einam Azriya could be potentially in the whole world ever in history.
Right.
And Mazriya can actually be actually today, here and now.
So then one of two ways, right? Either Beis Shammai saying Gamrina Midervis Rishonim that the Torah said that if a Gavra Haroi Lebiya, it's almost like the Chiddush Aran. That what means is Roy Levi. It doesn't mean Roy Levi in 2004. If a child at this age was Roy Levi once upon a time, so then Gamrina Midervis, that already became he's already Roy Levi. It doesn't mean Roy Levi right now. Right? And Shehillah would say no. That when the Torah gives us the Shir of Roy Levi, Einlo, Yeshlo, Einam Azriya, that is a flex Shir. It moves along, right? Or you could say a similar idea.
It's like Trafus or all these other things. That it's based on a certain reality. That reality, the Gemara is noted that it changed, you know, whatever, but still, these are the Trafus that were
so that's the Fakirta. That's the other way around.
That's like Beishamai. The Rishonim are Kaveya that Shisha Tvachim is the Shir Yanika.
Right.
And whatever we think nowadays or we observe nowadays is irrelevant. At the time, you know, that was the Shir.
Chazanish has a certain word like that.
The nature
that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kaveya Halachas of Matan Torah, he was Kaveya that the nature. The natural environment of Matan Torah was also Keveya. Matan Torah was a slice of time. And certain halachas, all halachas were nikva then, but the halachas were nikva at a certain point in nature. Nature keeps on moving. But Matan Torah is Keveya, not only the halachic, not only the halachos, but it's Keveya whenever we borrow natural terms. So we would borrow the natural terms of Matan Torah. So that's what we said, Lagavi Treifus, right? Mm-hmm. That even though we may say now, see an animal now, and it may have a certain presentation, and this animal could live like a boyad, right? But Bizman Matan Torah, it couldn't live like a boyad. So therefore, that was Kaveh, that the treif. It's the exact opposite of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, what's that?
That's
Beishama. Right. No, so we're saying that in the Gabi Niyov, who was a Gemini Midaris Rishon, and it was a Kol HaTorah Kulah, it would say that in different situations, we have every halacha has to be determined whether a Kazayas, right? Is the Kazayas of Matan Torah? Pesach night, you have to eat a Kazayas, the way it was Rishon Matan Torah. You have to eat a Kazayas the way it was in 2004, right? So we assume either kazesim haven't changed, right? Or we assume that we're having kazesim of many, many years ago.
Right?
Was that?
We're always taking the chomer bigger shear.
Not necessarily. Over here, what's going to happen is we're going to take the more cool bigger shear. Because if the child is near for the age of eight, we're going to be mako. We're not going to make, right? So then we would be mechadish over here. First of all, that's the opposite of the Yad Ramah. That Ramah was saying that tkufas matan Torah was an unnatural tkufa. So Beishamai was saying afal pikein, like the Chazon Ish says, right? And Beisila would say no, it's an unnatural tkufa. You can't. So in Achanami, so it means that Beisila would be saying. This would make everybody happy, that when it comes to things that were not dependent on siyata d'shmaya and unusual tkufa, so the treifus, the animals, their treifus was not subject to siyata d'shmaya, maybe the Isaac Zeis was not subject to, but the godless of people was subject to siyata d'shmaya, the mon was nil of t'chevar. So Beis Shammai says, kol ha-terah kula, it's the natural environment of Matan Torah, which is kevei, and Beis Hillel says, no, over here you have to make an exception. Here we're not giving him a deris of Rishayna. Right, so that would make everybody happy, but it could be that we should say a little bit differently. Right, so again, so what are we suggesting now? We're suggesting that according to Tosfos, it's clear that nature moved on. According to Yad Ramah, so Matan Torah was a bubble, and the Shaila was a Yosef. It was a bubble. Is that Kiveya the Halachas? Right, and that was saying that according to Tosfos. Matan Torah was not a bubble naturally, it was part of a continuum. So now we have to know if the Torah gives a certain concept that Yeshlo v'eino molid is the status when a person becomes a Roi Leviya. So do we fix that reality to the reality of Matan Torah, or do we let that become a concept which now changes with time? So according to Tosfos, he would say that Beis Shammai, this is one of two things. Either Beis Shammai says that in this case as well, we let Matan Torah become decisive, right? Or it's that a little bit differently, that Beis Shammai would say that we got a certain shear from Matan Torah, we got eight from Matan Torah, right? In other words, that it could be that the concept of a kezayis, that's a certain significant amount of food. And it could be that Bizman Neinu, that's insignificant, but Bizman Matar was significant, and then the Torah is Keveya, that that significant amount was a Kazayas, and it stays that way. So Beishamah is saying, Gemini, Midiris Rishonim, Torah was Keveya, Bizman Matan Torah. So an 8-year-old was a Yeshlo Ve'ena Moilid, stays by 8. And Beisil says, no, that wasn't the Shear. This is different than a Kazayas and a Keseves, than an Etzim Kesaira. This was not a Shear, this was a concept. Halach Lomish Misinai, that has to be a person who's Roy Lehoilid, a Roy Le Yeshlo Ve'ena. So it could be that the Machlekes Beisil Beishamai, according to Tosis, either a Machlekes and how to deal with the natural environment of Matan Torah, or it could be a Machlekes in how to understand this particular Shear Misinai. Was this particular Shear given over as a number, or was it given over as a concept? Look at the time we have to put this, this again, a Sikkum. Is that the Torah says that there are different stages. That when a person reaches godless, they have Cyrus, they can be Moilid. That's godless. Then the Torah says that that a person becomes Roy Libya at an earlier age. What's that earlier age? The Seisef Beis Hillel says it's 9 years old. Finished. I Beis Hillel recognizes that the Zman Matan Torah, people were Moilid earlier. The Hoya, or we could say people were Roy Libya, so to speak, earlier. So the Chiddush Iran says it was a Miyut. The Adramah says it was unusual Siyata Deshmaya. And Taisu says, no, that's the natural course of events. How do we understand Beis Hillel's Shita in either of these three events? So according to the Chiddush Iran, Beis Hillel says that we don't go with the Miyut to the Miyuta. We're looking at the Raivis Kever, the way the Sugya unfolds. According to the Yad Ramah, Beis Hillel says, we don't kivei halachas based on situations of Matan Torah that we know were unnatural, unusual. And we're suggesting in Tosfos that Beis Hillel would say that the Torah gave us a concept. It didn't give us a shir. It gave us a concept. And the concept, ein hachanami. Beis Hillel would say, Bizman Matan Torah, it was 8 years old. But by the time they got to the Kufas of Mishnah, it was only 9 years old. And therefore the Mishnah records the age of 9. All right, so let's stop here, and next week we'll take off, and then Amir Hashem, after Pesach, we'll have two or three very important sugyas of Bensura Mora, just to finish up. We'll come back to Bensura Mora, a few basic issues, and then we can go right to the
Bon Matera. Okay, next week, the other gentleman,